Time.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. It is 9:23, and we're going to continue our conversation here with Fort Riley. We're going to preview an event coming up April 27th. We've got Melissa Phelps, Family and Morale, Welfare, and Recreation, joining us here from Fort Riley. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. We've got a couple of events coming up on April 27th. We'll start first with Superhero Saturday. What's going on here?
So Superhero Saturday is part of our MOMSEE month on Fort Riley. That stands for Month of the Military Child. And we are doing a superhero event. It's like a big party. We're going to have it at the Outdoor Rec Center. Families can go out there with their kids, and they can get outside and be active, and they can be superheroes for a day.
Okay. and there's something called the Flash Dash. That's kind of what kicks it off here?
Yes. So there's a couple different parts to this event. We're starting off with a one-mile fun run called the Flash Dash. And it's free. It's free to everyone, all ages. Everyone's welcome to come out there. You don't have to register for it. And we'll start that off at 9 o'clock. And then when that finishes, we're going to do the open access, which is all the Outdoor Rec Center activities. So we're going to have rock wall, foot golf, archery. We're going to have a bounce house. We're going to do paintball. We're also going to be doing science projects and a bunch of other things like laser beam crawl and crafts. Okay. So there's tons of things going on, and everyone's welcome to come out there.
All right. And the run starts at 9 here, but you said it's free, but registration you still are required to register.
Yeah, so it kind of breaks down a little bit. So the run itself is free. If you want to do the open access, then it is $12 in advance or $15 the day of. But that does include all the open access as well. And then also we're going to have the family ropes course open, and that is for limited spots only, and that does require pre-registration.
Okay. And you said you can do it the day of, or they can do it beforehand?
Yes. If you do it in pre-registration, you do save $3 on your registration. So we do highly encourage to pre-register.
Okay. So who can come to this event? Do you have to be in the military?
Nope. Everyone can come. Absolutely everyone in Manhattan, Junction City, doesn't matter. Everyone's welcome. And you just got to go onto our Facebook page and get your tickets, and that's it.
Okay. Is this usually a popular event here for you guys?
Yes, we love this event. It is awesome. It grows every year, and this year we're trying something a little different, so hopefully everyone will also love it as well.
With it being Superhero Saturday, do you encourage costumes?
Yes, we are having a costume contest, and it's open for all ages, and we have one big grand prize for the winner. So everyone should dress up and enter the costume contest.
Okay. What's your favorite superhero, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, Thor. I love Thor. Yes.
Okay.
He's my favorite.
Very good. I think I'm more of a Batman guy myself.
Are you going to come as Batman? You should.
Maybe. You know, I've got a wedding that weekend, so no, I won't be.
Still wear the Batman costume to the wedding.
It would be good. Yeah. Oh, man. So that's coming up again. That's Saturday, April 27th.
Yes.
Tell us about the Rainbow Road Color Run that's coming up in May.
All right. So we have another event called the Rainbow Road Color Run, and that is on May 18th. And it's just like how it says, it's a color run. It's a 2-mile loop around Riley's Conference Center. And we're going to have, I believe, 5 or 6 stations of color. And then at the very end, we're going to do a big group color throw. We also have a giant unicorn named Sprinkles we'll also be bringing out there. He's 6 feet tall and shoots water out of his horn, so he's going to be there. Definitely should come just to see the unicorn. we're also going to be giving away t-shirts at this event. It is $12 in advance with your t-shirt size guaranteed. If you register the day of, we can't guarantee your t-shirt size, so make sure you sign up in advance, and that would be $15 the day of.
Okay, so they do need to sign up in advance for that then?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what was the cost again, 15?
It's $12 in advance and then $15 the day of.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And is that event open to the public?
Yes.
Okay. What else do you have going on at MWR?
We have things happening every single weekend. We are so busy on MWR on Fort Riley. And one thing I do want to shout out is that all of our events are open to the public. Like, you don't have to be military affiliated to come join us on Fort Riley. So we definitely encourage everyone, if you want to do something different or do something fun, to come check out Fort Riley MWR, because there's always something happening. One thing that's also coming up on, let's see, April 13th, this weekend, we're doing the Custer's Challenge, which is a mud run. So it's a mud run slash obstacle course. There's going to be a hatchet throwing. There's a spear throwing. You crawl through mud pits, and then you climb over walls. And that is open to 16 years and older. And again, also open to the public. We do also encourage pre-registration for this event. It is $20 for pre-registration or $25 the day of.
Okay. Well, that sounds like fun. I could just get some stress out throwing some hatchets, you know.
We do a lot more than just fun runs, but that's kind of what's happening on the agenda right now. And then if you follow our Facebook page, I post on it every single day. There's always something happening going on MWR.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned these things are open to the public here, and sometimes it can be a little difficult to get on the base. But if you are wearing costumes for that one event, should you put your costume on when you get to the base, or can you, I mean?
I don't think they like masks going through the gate, okay. So just don't wear a mask going through the gate. You can also change there as well. We have bathrooms there, but you can always come in costume as well.
Sure. I know sometimes they don't have the sense of humor. They have a
yeah, very
important
I wouldn't
job.
Wear your mask.
Okay.
But wait, save the mask for when you get there.
very good. Good to know. Anything else we should know before we let you go?
For any of our events and to get tickets for all of these events, just go onto our Facebook. That's Fort Riley MWR. And then you will find tickets under all of our events located there. And there's a direct link to get your tickets.
Okay. Again, that's Family and Morale, Welfare and Recreation here. And again, they have their Superhero Saturday, and that's April 27th. And what time?
That's going to the registration starts at 8, and then we're going to do a warm-up. I think it's a Zumba warm-up, and then we're going to start the run at 9.
Okay.
And then it's open all the way till 12 o'clock.
And then the color run coming up in May, and I forget the date on that was.
The color run is on May 18th.
May 18th.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, Melissa, thank you so much for coming out here. Great stuff, and hope you get a lot of people to come out.
Thank you. We hope to see you all there.
Yeah, Melissa Phelps, Family and Morale, Welfare and Recreation here joining us from Fort Riley. Stay tuned. More In Focus coming up after this on KMAN.